So it's a great time to be in consumer horticulture, right? We've got vegetable gardens being grown on the front lawn of the White House. We've got raised beds in front of the USDA building on the National Mall. So there's a group of us in the southern region that have been thinking about this for just a short period of time. And we've kind of evolved to the point where we're really interested in pursuing a national plan for consumer horticulture. Now, we can't do that as a southern region. We can only do that as a large group of people. Maybe there's other people that are also thinking about this. And, you know, it would behoove us all to come together and think about it together and join efforts. But so what I'm going to do is just talk a little bit about this fledgling group, which we call LGBL, which is Landscapes and Gardens for Better Living. It's a SARA group. SARA is Southern Region Education Extension Research Activity. So ours is SARA 44. So this has basically been in existence for about a year. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how that came into being. Dave has also talked about that a little bit. I'll go into a little more detail. And then, more importantly, about maybe where we would like to go. Should we get more support. So the history of our group, again, Dave talked about this a little bit. It was a group of consumer horticulture people met in the southern region. It was part of a grant writing workshop sponsored by the Southern Association of Agriculture Experiment Station Directors. Lucy Bradley was the one that got us all together initially, November 2012, literally right before Thanksgiving, I think, or right after Thanksgiving. So a little less than 2 years ago in Atlanta. So it's interesting, you go to these workshops, and they're really good because you get to interact with people. Most of our time at the workshop was spent on developing intelligence, emotional quotient, right? You have an intelligent quotient. It was developing your emotional quotient, so which I guess was helpful. But, you know, I really thought we would go and sit around tables and spend 2 or 3 hours a day at least talking about common goals, objectives, thinking about things we could do for grant writing. That wasn't the case. We had to beg for time to get together as a group and talk about those things. But anyway, so we decided what we really need is more time where we can get together as a group and talk about joint projects, funding opportunities, things like that. There were people in the room that run this SARA project. I had known one of those people. I talked about him about the possibility of maybe forming a SARA project, and he gave me information, and we talked about it, and so that's kind of the way we went. These were the people that actually attended that initial meeting. As Dave said before, there were 6 states represented. So most of us, consumer horticulture activities is our job description. So from this, we developed a SARA proposal, which was submitted late summer of the following year, 2013. Right. So we were meeting more or less monthly, maybe every 2 months, by conference call to discuss ideas. Got together focal points, which we'll show you in a minute, and activities, submitted this proposal. So the proposal is really, there's no funding per se with this proposal, but having a SARA group, what that allows you to do is to leverage your state experiment station director for use of multi-state funds to attend, you know, working group meetings. So it does allow some travel money, at least in the southern region. That's the way they do this. Mary, you've got to look at me.
I found out about this from my local Minnesota experiment station administrator, who sent an email to the department head and said, would anybody like to participate in this? We can fund it for travel.
Good.
And so all that said was SERA 44. It didn't say anything else. And so then I had to say, well, listen, what is this ERA44? And then I finally found Ellen's name on it. And then I think I sent an email and said, what's this about? And then I connected back to what I heard about before. But it was really like the
And our we have an administrative liaison on our committee, and she has told us that the communicating through the network is not the best way to get people involved. It's to go through your normal channels of working groups and things like that. So that's we're here to let people know about it here.
Yeah,
but
so you know, actually, I think maybe both ways.
Sure, sure. So we did add a few participants from that, all in the southern region again. And I think most importantly is we've started adding some people outside the traditional consumer horticulture area, and primarily in nutrition, human nutrition, because that was kind of an area we saw as possibly being aligned with you know, some of the opportunities that are available federally. So these were our objectives, and I guess maybe these were really activities, or we kind of got dinged on our proposal about our objectives were really activities, our activities were really objectives. But anyway, these were some of the things that we thought would be good to do, right? So residential community gardens will have access to best management practices and recommendations regarding nutrition and health benefits of consuming fruits and vegetables, right? Residential community gardens will choose to grow more food, use sustainable strategies, and be more successful in their production. Environmental impacts of the use of best management practices in residential landscapes will be emphasized and documented. Regional research opportunities and funding sources will be identified and pursued. So that's kind of the framework of what we wanted to do that in that first proposal. So some of our specific activities, compile home and community garden education and extension resources, develop educational materials for county agents, continue our web and teleconferences, convene a face-to-face meeting, establish a network of specialists who can respond to emerging needs, identify ways to increase interest and productivity in urban gardening, and develop budget nutritional models of commonly grown vegetables and find funding. I've gone through those pretty quickly because basically, next slide, but the way we did this, the way we kind of worked together, and I'll just echo what Mary said earlier, is it's nice to have different people in different states doing different things, right? So we used Microsoft Link as our communication tool. That's what we use at the University of Kentucky. So we hosted that. Microsoft Link incorporates, very easy to use because it incorporates into Outlook and other Microsoft tools. However, when you go outside your network, your state, it may be more problematic. Like Gary didn't have any problem with it using it in Florida because they use the same thing, right? But Ellen in Georgia had a lot of times connecting up to the internet aspect of it. The good thing about it is it also comes with a conference call line that you can call in on that. We didn't have any troubles with that. It was just the internet aspect of it. So anyway, we hosted that through Kentucky. North Carolina, Lucy got us a shared space for documents and also managed our email listserv. And then Ellen at Georgia set up a newsletter, an online email newsletter that she hosts for us there. So I didn't go into a lot of details about what our activities were because basically we did get approval for our 7 SARA 44, but it was only conditional. Like it was a temporary project for 1 year. And so we needed to resubmit a proposal, refine our objectives and our activities, and then also attract more people who had research appointments, because we were very heavy in the extension side of things. So that's exactly what we chose to do this first year, was to continue to meet very regularly by conference call, to approach new people, attract new people for involvement, and then to refine our goals and activities. So some of our discussion during this time, where we were kind of thinking about, you know, what are we going to be? What's the best thing for us to concentrate on? We talked about landscape, environmental concerns. You know, we all do those sorts of things. Edible landscapes is maybe being kind of an outshoot of that. Actually, our initial name was Landscapes for Better Living, right? That's what we were going on from the first. A lot of emphasis on landscapes. But then we got more involved in gardening for health. You know, things like improving people's nutrition. You know, childhood obesity is a big topic. Diabetes is a big topic. Sedentary lifestyle is a big topic. All those things can be addressed by home gardening. And so that's really what we, you know, chose to concentrate on, at least initially, was this idea of gardening for health. And so we changed our name a little bit to Landscapes and Gardens for Better Living, right? So we also spent some time thinking about building some regional extension publications. Like our first example was a publication out of North Carolina that addressed soil contamination and how you deal with that in, you know, community consumer gardening type activities. And so our idea was, let's take that North Carolina publication and let's put it into a framework where we can use it as a southern region. So maybe individual states would tack on, things about, you know, where people send their soils for analysis in that particular state, or who the contact people are for that particular state. But the problem that we ran into with that is there was no one who could say, my ag communications department will take this on and reformat it, right? That we had no support to do that. We also had no real champion to do that. So that kind of, you know, it's a great idea. We'd love to pick it up, but right now it's kind of on hold. So, you know, where's the funding to do this? And as we thought about some of these things, we also thought about, you know, where is the real roadmap to do any of this stuff? You know, what should we be doing? What kind of guidance is there at the federal level to say, you know, you need to be doing this as consumer horticulturalist? Your top priority is, you know, decreasing nitrate leaching in lawns, you know, or your top priority is increasing, you know, food production in backyards. And is that conflict with, you know, commercial food production, you know, so where are the roadmaps to do that? We kind of got hung up on that a little bit. And so the USDA about this time was also releasing their forward-thinking strategic plan for 2014-2018. So we took a look at that, right? If you look through that plan, there's really no direct objectives there for consumer horticulture. Actually, there's no real direct objectives for any of our commodities, right? But looking at that plan, it's really hard to find where consumer horticulture fits into any of those objectives. It's obvious that maybe consumer horticulture didn't have a very, you know, strong presence or any presence at all, you know, with USDA when these things were developed. But we could find maybe a little things that we could identify with in Objective 1, which was to assist rural communities to create prosperity. But when you really look down into that objective, you see that's really about capital management, environmental, or ecological type of things, not really, you know, growing, you know, more food in backyard kind of things. The second one, enhance water resources and forests and working lands, water quality, you know, is kind of a stretch. You know, Dave talked about what they do in Virginia in terms of trying to improve water issues with the Chesapeake Bay region. But not a real strong fit there for us either, maybe a little bit. The best place, I think, was for their objective number four, was ensure children have access to safe and balanced meals. And so this involved things like this, nutritious foods, promoting healthy diet, exercise, food safety, food security, probably the best fit for us. But still, you know, not a real good fit there. So then our revised proposal objectives for our current submission to the CERA group. Some of these are kind of carryovers. The first one, develop a capacity inventory of home and consumer gardening and related faculty who can respond to emerging needs. Basically, you know, take a look at what do we have on hand in terms of human capital within, you know, the land grant system. To address some of these things. Second, something that I think we all kind of do anyway, develop and test products and BMPs that promote sustainable, environmental, and health-enhancing gardening. Third, investigate the impact of gardening on food production, nutrition, human health, and the environment. And then fourth and fifth, I think, are the big ones that really we want to see if we have, you know, sufficient support to go forward on. Identify and develop a plan to engage stakeholders who can impact national policy and funding priorities for consumer horticulture. So I think this is where, you know, consumer horticulture has lagged behind a lot of the other horticulture you know, commodities or interest groups in the country. We don't have a strong affinity to stakeholders, to commercial entities who can make a case for, you know, research needs, extension needs at the federal level. So, and then can we seek funding to develop a national strategic plan for research and extension in consumer horticulture, right? You just heard Tom Buick. I think he's all for that. He's basically said, you know, I'll support you in doing that. I'll help you do that. So, you know, how do we do this? So, again, I think the things really that we would like to see coming out of this workshop and then the next little while is the ability to develop this kind of inventory of faculty and staff related to our area, and then start thinking about, you know, what will it take to develop a strategic plan, and how do we do that. So, you know, a lot of this workshop has been geared toward finding out what you think about this. So, you know, what do you think about that? You know, CERA 44 was born out of the southern region. You don't have to be in the southern region to participate. Mary, obviously, you got a invite to join. We'd like to send all of you all invites to join. In fact, if you stick around, give me your email name, your name and email, I'll be happy to add you to our group. We also have opportunities tomorrow to join us as we begin thinking about this strategic planning process. It's going to happen starting early in the morning, 8 o'clock. If you can't get there at 8 o'clock, come whenever you can. At the Orange County Extension Office, here's the address. If you can't join us tomorrow, but you've got some time in an airport or somewhere and want to call in, you can do that as well. We have 20 call-in lines, right? We don't have nearly all those reserved yet. So here's the coordinates for doing that. Here's the conference code to enter to come in for that. So, you know, again, we want to be a part of this process of going forward for developing a strategic plan. If there's other people that are already doing this, we want to, you know, come alongside you and help. But we can't do it, you know, just as a Southern Region group. We can only do this if we have input from people all around the country. And we think this working group is a great place to try to get some input.